It is February 15th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The CFTC canceled the open meeting scheduled for today. It said the matters under consideration are being handled through the commission's Saratim process. Okay, I had to look that one up. It means taking one subject after another in regular order, point by point. The FIA is holding an FIA forum in Hong Kong on April 13th at the Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Connect Hall. For details and to register, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. The CME Group's Open Market Online magazine has an interesting article about one of my favorite commodities with an interesting angle. Oats, from the original energy contract to trendy dairy alternative. The story is by Emily Balsamo. Oats were used to feed horses, which we used to use for transportation and even industry before the advent of the internal combustion engine. And now, a message from your overlord. That is what the tweet should say, but Elon Musk tweeted out, "Please stay tuned while we make adjustments to the, algorithm." Bloomberg reports the story, titled, "Musk Forced Algorithm Change to Help Boost His Tweets," platformer says. Such are the benefits of owning a social media platform, and so much for eliminating bias in the platform, as Musk has said he was going to do. Some things you can't make up, so you'd have to take all the headlines and put them in a big jar, mix them up, and pull them out to combine them into one story. That is what we have in a New York Post story about an FTX executive, a gambling scandal, and Representative George Santos. The headline from the Post is, "Ex-FTX exec linked to online poker scandal donated $5,800 to George Santos." The lead to the story says Daniel Friedberg, the former FTX chief regulatory officer linked to infamous online poker cheating scandal, also gave the maximum possible donation to Representative George Santos during the disgraced Republican successful bid for Congress. If you ever wanted to herd rhinos, here is your chance. The world's largest private rhino owner plans to auction his 2,000 rhinos in April, the Johannesburg Bild newspaper reported. Jeffrey O'Hara is now Deputy Director, Office of Energy Policy and New Uses at USDA. He previously served as Senior Economist at the Chicago Climate Exchange. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From FOW, ICE warns CFTC about commodity market intervention. The chief operating officer at Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, has warned the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Market Advisory Committee against intervention in commodity markets like the one into the European gas market. Stuart Williams gave the example of the European natural gas price cap mechanism implemented this month as an example of an unhelpful intervention. He was talking at a global markets advisory hearing in Washington on Monday. "We should not legislate for the sake of doing so," Williams said. "We've seen a rather unhelpful implementation of a price cap in the futures market in Europe. It is well publicized that the European Commission, the European Securities and Markets Authority, and Agency for the Cooperation of Energy Regulators all disagree as the regulatory bodies in Europe on that implementation. We certainly don't see that is going to have any positive impact on the market. If anything, it could have a significant negative impact. My comment. FOW opens up an important story from behind their paywall. Here's a story from Bloomberg. America's priciest neighborhoods are changing as the ultra-rich move to Florida. Miami Stars Island has long lived up to its name. From Shaquille O'Neal to Rosie O'Donnell, the exclusive enclave, only accessible by gated bridge, has drawn the rich and famous for decades. And yet Ken Griffin's move south from Chicago has launched the neighborhood into a new stratosphere and turned it into a microcosm of the shift in demographic and housing trends across the U.S. My comment, if everyone moved to Florida, will the U.S. start to tip to the southeast? This is different from the tilt theory, where the United States is tilted and all the nuts roll to California. Here's a story from Decrypt. Backs out of consumer business to focus on B2B offering. Digital assets platform Bakkt today announced it will sunset its consumer app to focus on direct interaction with businesses, providing them with crypto and loyalty experiences for their customers through SaaS and API solutions. The app will be officially discontinued on March 16th. We are sunsetting our consumer app because it is not core to our B2B2C approach, Bakkt's Chief Sales and Marketing Officer Mark Elliott told Decrypt. My comment, Bakkt has been a brand in search of a mission. Here comes Plan Z. Here's a story from the New York Daily News. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried remotely accessed his TV in the Bahamas to watch the Super Bowl. Days after a federal judge shot down a request by FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried to loosen his technology restrictions while on house arrest, the disgraced crypto entrepreneur remotely accessed his TV set in the Bahamas to watch the Super Bowl. A lawyer for Bankman-Fried, who's awaiting trial on a $250 million bond in an ankle bracelet at his parents' Palo Alto, California home, addressed his use of hidden internet networks in a 2 a.m. Tuesday court filing after Manhattan federal court prosecutors told the judge they discovered it with a pen register on Bankman-Fried's Gmail account. My comment, I apologize for calling Sam slippery yesterday. Apparently, after posting $250 million to bail him out, his parents could not pay the cable bill, or they are streamers and they did not have access to Fox to watch the Super Bowl. Luckily, Sam's Bahamas TV bill is still being paid, or this is all just a good cover story for using a VPN, but it is a good one. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story was Sam Bankman-Fried's Super Bowl VPN use prompts government concern from CoinDesk. Second was SIBO Europe derivatives to expand into pan-European single stock options from CBOE. Third was a tie between Binance suffers worst day since December as crypto crackdown escalates from the Telegraph and turning offices into condos, New York after the pandemic from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story in Leeds is from the Financial Times. The headline, more risk, fewer rules, the plan to revive the City of London. Ministers and financiers hope Big Bang 2.0 can be a blueprint for the post-Brexit era. But will its equity markets ever attract big tech companies? Just before Christmas, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak arranged a bilateral video conference with Miyoshi Son, another attempt to persuade the powerful SoftBank boss to bring the chip design firm Arm back to the UK stock market. People involved in the call described the conversation between the politician and Son, whose investment company acquired Arm for $32 billion in 2016, as positive. Sunak, the third prime minister to try to persuade SoftBank to consider relisting Arm in London, talked of the importance of the firm and how the UK wanted to become a tech superpower. Sun, in turn, recognized the significance of the Cambridge-based tech success story to the UK. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, booming oil exports boost U.S. role as global price maker. Trades of key Texas crude contracts hit record high. The world's oil traders are increasingly adopting an old slogan as they track crude prices and try to shield themselves from volatility. Don't mess with Texas. Traders swapped contracts for oil sold in Houston and Midland, key hubs of the Texas export boom, at a record clip on February 8th, according to exchange giant CME Group. By Monday, the number of outstanding agreements for such crude deliveries sat at a record high. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. A headline, a war for climate talent is hotting up. Financial firms are targeting sustainability specialists ahead of new rules on greenwashing and environmental risk. In 2017, Eugenie Matthew was a senior Greenpeace campaign strategist in New York, trying to stop ancient forests from being chopped down to make toilet paper. A year later, she was back in her home city of London, helping to run a natural capital investment fund at Aviva Investors, the asset manager. This is by no means a conventional career path in the city of London. At least it wasn't. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.